Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
I'm Brian Lowe for Toyota's Patriots Today. Are you ready for week two of OTAs? We'll be on the field, keeping a close eye on the action Wednesday. And here are three items to be following. The tight end position. Last week, Aaron Hernandez was off to the side, not a full participant in the workout, while Rob Gronkowski was out of action entirely. We're still 2 months away from training camp, but it's not too early to watch the performance of the other tight ends, like Jake Ballard, coming off a full season injury, Michael Ho'omanawanui, who showed flashes last season, and rookie free agent Zach Sudfeld, who at 6'7" is the tallest skill position player on the team. There is high intrigue at tight end. Vince Wilfork is the main man in the middle of the Pats' defensive line, but who is around him? There are some new faces this year, specifically Tommy Kelly, a 9-year veteran of the Raiders, and former CFL star Armand Armstead. The goal is twofold: to generate consistent and improved pressure on the QB, and to continue being strong against the run. Perhaps Wednesday, we'll get a sense of who has the inside track to team up with Wilfork. As for the offensive line, the Pats should once again have a solid unit. But one area to monitor during spring camps is right guard, where Dan Connolly could be pushed by third-year lineman Marcus Cannon. Either way, the Pats figure to have solid depth across the line. Speaking of which, here's a chance to ask Nate Solder about OTAs or any other football query on Wednesday evening at the Hall at Patriot Place. Solder will be the latest guest in the Hall's speaker series, beginning at 5:30. Head to the Hall at PatriotPlace.com for more info. And check back with us on Wednesday for full coverage of the Patriots' OTAs.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.